Hello, my name is Floyd Maxwell. My top tips for a successful life. You get tips these days on all subjects. You can get individual tips, sort of random tips, how to cook this or how to save that. This is sort of in a larger scope, your whole life, planning your life or changing your life or improving your life. And it's not just financial. So let's look through them. Number 10, become self-motivated. You're not going to do anything that I say here unless you're self-motivated. Unless you can, you know, push yourself to do something. Changing your life, doing something significant, it's going to take effort. And it's going to require you to say, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm going to start doing that. And you can get audiobooks on it from, you know, various speakers, a couple here I recommend, but you can find one that works for you. Listen to them regularly. Have it sink in. Become self-motivated. You're going to have to start from there. So assuming you've done that, develop cheap hobbies. The idea here is, think of a hobbies, you know, potentially they're like a way to drain your finances, to drain your time and energy. And so rather than doing that, have some smart hobbies. You know, you can get movies from the library for nothing. You can put together jigsaw puzzles, you know, buy one for a couple of bucks at Goodwill, and it can take 12 hours. And the cool thing is, while you're doing that jigsaw puzzle, you can think what you want. You can play an audiobook at the same time. You could have a movie playing or a TV show, whatever. So you can do more than one thing at once. It can be economical. And then you can ride a bike and go into the library. Come up with some smart hobbies, and going with my dad's advice here, don't buy a speedboat. You know, like that's like the ultimate way to just suck your money in and accomplish nothing. Nothing at all. So somewhat related, but don't be in debt. Again, we're trying to get the most for our money and for our life, and if you're in debt, you're now a prisoner. You can have a used car. The buy your own home thing, I think it's a myth. I think it's not as good as it sounds. Learn to live within your means. Appreciate what you have. The great golfer Lee Trevino, you know, he had one putter, you know, one pair of shoes type of guy. And he started from nothing and became a very, very great individual. And part of it was he remembered his roots. He remembered having nothing, and he realized, hey, nothing works. Having, you know, just one of something works. We are all told by our moms and others to take our vitamins. You probably take a vitamin, a multivitamin. You should learn what vitamins do, what each one does. Nowadays, the experts are going, hey, you know, maybe that vitamin D minimum recommendation should be higher. And if you look in your multivitamins, some of them are starting to, you know, put more vitamin D in there. I take more vitamin D. I take a lot more. As you get older, you need more of it, and you don't assimilate as much. And, you know, anyway, you can go right through it. But also, there are other ideas that don't get sucked into the latest craze, you know, lycopene. This is in like those, like that tomato ketchup stuff. They'll promote that it has lycopene. Well, you know, the bottom line is it's tomatoes. They're acidic. It's got sugar in it. You're eating acidic tomatoes and sugar. You know, I can't be convinced that that's great for me. Zero trans fat. You know, that's a very trendy thing these days. Well, bottom line is there is fat in there. And fat equals calories, and it's going straight to your hips. It's really what you don't eat that will make more of a difference in your life than what you eat, really. It's what you cut out that's going to make more of a difference. If you've seen any of my videos or been on my website for more than a couple of minutes, you know that I'm anti-fluoride. So we'll leave it to you to figure that whole subject out. So here's a list of a number of items where, think of this as like a progressive to-do list, a to-do list you don't do right away, but it's important. You know, obviously the smoking, drinking thing, we shouldn't be doing that. And usually we're only doing it, you know, as a bad habit, something that we have a hard time breaking. Well, try and work on it. Try and break it. Maybe today. You know, things like sugar, depending on our, you know, habits and whatnot. Some of us, you know, maybe sugar is not an issue. Maybe for others it is. Something you can work on and it'll help you. Coffee. You know, I love coffee and am presently drinking it, but I've gone years without drinking it. You don't have to drink coffee. You don't have to be hooked on coffee. Yeah, if you go off it, you know, you'll have a headache. You'll be tired one day. You'll have a headache one day. That's what happens to me anyway. But then by day three, you're fine. You're fine, and your energy level is actually better. And, you know, getting sort of extreme here, but the idea that a lot of us eat all cooked food, all processed food. Well, you can eat raw food. You can live on raw food. You can move towards that. And obviously, we're not talking, I'm not advocating eating raw meat. I'm not advocating eating meat at all. Let's be clear. Eat healthy, safe foods. I mean, obviously. But many of them can be uncooked. All right, so here we are, not advocating meat, going vegetarian. Again, a subject that they're lying to us. the lie is that meat is, you know, you need meat. That used to be the big lie, was that you needed meat, and now it's like, well, some meat is okay and certain kinds of meat are okay. I don't think that my body needs meat. My body needs protein. You can get protein from all kinds of sources. Corn is an almost perfect food. And when they add the slaked lime, if you look on the ingredients, you'll see on corn chips, you'll see like corn and slaked lime. Once they do that, that's a complete food. And when they've studied people who are starving, who have insufficient calories, the amount they are deficient in protein is very little compared to the other things they're deficient in. In other words, even though they're low on calories, they weren't as low on protein as on starch or as on fat. So the whole protein myth is just that. And, you know, look into that and understand that subject. So somewhat related, you know, people knocking back meat and eggs and eating all these different proteins because they're told to. And so people drink milk. There's been massive ongoing campaigns for milk, and I think milk is, you know, it's almost like apple pie in a way. It's something that's entrenched in our thinking. Milk is, you know, mother's milk, and it just seems good. And maybe the only exception for most of us is, you know, well, maybe raw milk is better and they should let us have a raw milk, you know, and sort of getting into that little debate. But really, when you look at it, cow's milk, the main protein in cow's milk is called casein or casein, however you pronounce that. It's basically glue. It's glue. And so when you're drinking milk, you're drinking glue. And that glue will pluck you up. It will mess you up. And you can go to this website, notmilk.com, and you can learn an awful lot about the case against milk. Soy milk, just from what I've researched, it's not clear-cut one way or the other. I'll let you make up your own mind about that. But it's certainly an option, let's put it that way. I think it's safe to say, in my opinion anyway, my non-expert opinion, that soy milk is healthier than regular milk. Senna. This is a subject people just don't talk about. People don't talk about elimination, your bodily function of elimination. You know, number one and number two. Well, we're talking here about number two. It's joked about, it's considered extremely gross, and yeah, we're getting rid of body waste. And getting rid of body waste is serious business. It's important that you get rid of it. And the sad thing is that we don't tend to. We tend to have very slow, the average person has very slow elimination. When you eat meat, by the way, meat can take up to a day to leave your body. That's slow. You know, the meat eaters, the carnivores like dogs and that, they, I watch my dog here and he'll eat, she will eat, they will eat. And then just a short period of time later, they want to go outside and they need to go out badly. Why? They're eliminating. We don't do that. Humans don't have the same system. Our system is much more convoluted and it's not designed for that product. Meat has uric acid. Uric acid is not good. And our system, our body, can only handle so much uric acid. Generally, the uric acid that we produce. When you start eating meat, you're eating 10 times as much uric acid as we can handle. It goes on and on. Figure this out for yourself. Make your own decisions. This will help you enormously. And there's myths about Senna. I talk about that. To me, Senna is just a herb, a natural plant. It really balances our diet. Our diets used to be more plant-based and bitter herbs. Senna is being a bitter herb. The bitters, the dark green vegetables are good for us. And thanks to doctors and very large drug companies, they've moved us away from what's good for us. That's what's happened. There's no money for a doctor or a drug company in us eating vegetables. There's no money in it for them. So they've moved us away from that. Again, research it yourself. Make up your own mind. This can be a big one for you. An enormous one, actually. You see people and, you know, they have these cancer drives and cure for cancer and help us research cancer. And they don't want any of that. None of those people want that. They don't want a cure for cancer. You can avoid cancer entirely. In my opinion, or as I've learned in my life, for me, my elimination is vastly more important than what I pack into my stomach, into my belly when I'm eating a meal. You need to make sure that the exhaust system in your car is working. If you plug it up, you know, the old banana in the tailpipe, your car is not going to work. It's going to stop. So, figure it out for yourself. All right, here's a big one on here that I'm sure you don't want to see, you don't want to hear, you don't want to believe, you don't want to try. Fine. This is one to grow on. Again, you can look on my website, and there's a vast list of names, analysis of those names. You can type in names, and the site will analyze your name. Big subject. Down here I say, if you're looking for the biggest bang for the buck upgrade you could ever make, change your name. Leave it at that. Top tips, you know, things to do that are good for you, that'll change your life. Love. Well, you can't force love. You can't just, you know, snap your fingers and fall in love with someone. It doesn't work that way. You earn it. You attract it, having earned it. It's a karma thing, right? The good people, they may not have a lot of money, they may not even have health, but they have love. And it's a cool thing. And then I close with a quote here. So, basically, here's the website, justthinkit.com, and you've been listening to Floyd's Top Tips for a Successful Life. Good luck with your life. Take care.